Thank you for calling. How can I help?
I'm from the publishing company.
Sorry?
Are you a self-publishing book company?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And I live in Sun City. It says you're in Sun City, too. I have a book that I've just finished, and it's 200 pages, and I'm looking to, I want to get a price of how much it would cost to, I think it's edited, but everything needs to be re-edited. I needed it to be edited and put into proper form. How much do you charge? A rough guess of what you would charge for 200 pages.
We have a 50% off going on since we just hit our 50th bestseller yesterday. And according to that promotion, everything is going to cost you $8.99. That includes editing, proofreading, formatting with cover, along with getting it published on 50-plus platforms.
Ma'am, slow down. You're going so fast. I'm writing this down. So it says $8.99. That's $899 for how many copies, ma'am?
For copies or getting it published?
I've been going through several people, so I'm trying to get different ideas. I'm looking to print. I'm looking for someone who is going to edit my book and print it and then give me copies. I want to be able to have copies of my book.
Got it.
I'm looking for someone to do that.
Okay. It's going to cost you $900 in total with 25 copies, along with the editing, proofreading, and formatting.
Okay. That sounds more like it. Okay. Now, how much, if I want 100 copies, how much are you charging me per book to copy more? Because I want 250 copies.
You need 250 copies? Okay. One moment. And what's the book size?
I want to know how much you're Ma'am, excuse me. I'm trying to find out how much you are charging me per copy so that I will know how much I have to sell it for. So I want to know, for the 200, what do you charge per copy?
Yes, that's what I'm calculating. Give me a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So would you, okay, what's the book size? Is it 6x9?
Well, right now it's in the computer, it's an 8x10, so I can make it any size.
All right. We will take care of that. You don't have to take care of that. Okay. And the inner pages of the book are colored or black and white?
Well, they're black and white, but I have a lot of photos. It's called Psychic or Insanity, and I just did the graphics on the cover. It's really great. And it's filled with movie stars, kings. I mean, it's a real easy sell. Mm-hmm. So, again, I could make a full book on just the photos, but those have to be shrunk down to JPEGs, and I'll do that to put them on the page. But first of all, I need to work out costs. See where you're at and where I'm at, you know, as far as marketing.
Exactly.
Because I am a celebrity in my own. I'm a celebrity in my own right. So, and I have my own television show and everything. So, I have like back end easy to get. Yeah. So, I'm just trying to get a little book published here. I've published 27, by the way, in the past, but I did that in California. I'm here now.
Oh, okay. It's going to cost you $10 per copy, with printing, shipping, taxes, and all the surcharges. Also, we're going to go ahead and provide you one sample so that you can have a look. And as soon as you approve it, then we're going to go ahead and ship down 250 copies. So 250 copies is going to cost you $2,500 with complimentary editing, proofreading, and formatting.
That sounds very fair. Okay, could you do me a favor? First of all, I should give you my name. And what is your name? First of all, you're not a penguin. You're a name. What is your name?
My name is Haley.
Haley. Okay, Haley's coming. Haley, what's your last name, Haley?
Springfield.
Springfield's a lovely name. S.D. or Springfield. And you live here in Sun City?
Yes.
Oh, well, then we can see each other. I'll be able to see what you're doing.
Exactly.
Okay, Haley. Now, I would like you to send me what you just said, what we talked about in writing. So I need that because I'm a little dyslexic. I like to have it seen in black and white. But it sounds, I think we're right on point as far as the price goes. So you're very fair. I've talked to several publishers, and you're the first one that I haven't double dagger too. If you would be so kind as to send that to me so that we can begin our mutual, what do you call it, group.
Sure.
And my name is, you have a pen, I'm going to want you to spell my name right, and then you Google me. My name is Kebrina, K-E-B-R-I-N-A, last name Kincaid, K-I-N-K-A-D-E, and my
you.
Phone number is 4. Huh?
I got your name. Can I have your phone number?
480-318-3689. And I live in Sun City, and I recently moved here. I have to constantly look at my address. It's ridiculous. Where do I live? Where do I live? I'm so old. I can't even think. Okay. It's 10728 Mountain View Road in Sun City, and the zip is 85351. And like I say, I think I'm pretty sure you and I are going to be a good fit. So it's my birthday next on the 28th. So I have to get everything done before my birthday, because what you do on your birthday affects you for the whole year. So that's what I'm.
Well, it's my birthday next month too, on June 8th. So we share the same.
Oh, let me do your numbers. Wait. Hold still. I'm gonna do your numbers. Make sure we're done. It's 6-8. What year?
I need your email address.
Truth Counts. Truth Counts. What year were you born? 19 what? Don't make up a number. I want a real number. Truth Counts. I'm not going to tell anybody. Just tell me what year were you born.
I was born in 1994.
94. Okay. So that's 10, 18. Carry the one. 10. Carry the one. 10, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10. You're an 11. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Did anybody ever tell? 11 are considered divine and blessed. See, but there are only three numbers you don't add, and they all, 3 and 11 are all what we call, I don't know if you believe in Jesus, but these are Christ numbers. These are power numbers. Oh, am I getting chills. These are master power numbers. If you add it, the 1 and 1, of course, it would be 2, which is great. I'm a Gemini double side. So I'm a 6. So anyhow, I can tell you about that in a later day, because I'm sure we will become very good friends. So I want you to send me what we just said, and then we'll make an appointment. I'd like to meet you, and I can show you my project, and then we can get going. Oh, and write down the money and what you need for, advances and all that kind of stuff. I can't use it. I would love to give you my email, but my secretary had died of COVID. I don't know how to use my email. I have it, but I don't know how to
information.
Do it. You mail me what you have on a hard copy. Just mail it to me. That will be fine.
Well,
you don't mail
the orders until the clients are on board. We have to send them an email.
I can't do it. I mean, obviously, I am want to do this with you. I'm not looking around at, I would like to hire you. But if you can, it's so easy if you have an email just to download it. Just download it to a hard copy and mail me the hard copy. Because I'm telling you, I don't know how to use my email. They're dead, okay? Dead. I'm now flying. I have not even, maybe I called the wrong place. I'll tell you what. You give it some thought. If you think you can find somebody who knows how to download an email to a hard copy, mail it to me. And then I